Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we talk about BFR therapy and dry needling, two things that I just recently experienced and have had great results with. So hope you enjoy this Man Cave Monday episode of the Daily BM. And thanks for listening. And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Good morning, fuckers. Welcome to a new week. It is the first day of July at the Daily BM. Mikey, what is going on?
Hey, everybody, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It's vacation week.
Booyah. I know.
Booyah. So as people are listening to our episode, we are on the beach or in the pool or wherever the hell we are, right? Actually, I think you actually beat me this week. So we are pre-recording our episodes this week, guys, a little bit more so. So just sit back, enjoy during your 4th of July weekends, and enjoy the banter and the bullshit that we bring every day. And actually, wait, what did you say in our title and our social media? What was it?
I don't even remember.
You don't even remember? You're like, I don't know, I just made some shit up. It was something about, you know, mostly stupid.
Yeah,
we with bring informative
moments of clarity and information.
Information, but mostly stupid.
But mostly stupid.
But you know, today's subject, we're not. It's not really stupid. This is something that you've been going to, which I think is really cool. It's BFR therapy and dry needling. So yes. I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff. So it's going to be something
Man
new.
Man Cave Monday edition. We're going to be talking about blood flow restriction therapy and dry needling. So I've been having some issues, you know, throughout my body, as most people my age start to have, especially with sports injuries and other things. And I recently went to a physical therapist and they suggested that I try blood flow restriction therapy. So, and dry needling. So basically what blood flow restriction therapy is, as the name describes, it's reducing the blood flow to the muscle while you're doing a workout. So in my case, because I was having some knee issues, what they did was they put pressure cuffs on both of my quads and then they inflated them to 65%. So, or 65% restriction of blood flow. So where it was reducing 65% of the blood flow to the muscle. The science behind it is basically, by reducing the blood flow, it creates an environment that causes your muscle to have to work much harder than it would normally with full blood flow. And so you can use lighter weights. And by using lighter weights, it allows your joints to not have as much impact on the, you know, during the exercise. So you're not putting as much strain on the joint, but the muscle is getting fatigued much, much faster at a lower weight. And it was uncomfortable at first when they inflated it, because it's like having a pressure cuff on your arm, you know, when you're getting your blood drawn.
Right.
It's the same premise as that. So basically, you know, they inflate it and then they just leave it inflated and they put one on each leg and then you get up and you know, my first exercise I performed was just squats, you know, weighted squats. And, you know, I only had to use 40 pounds instead of the much heavier weight that I normally do because it was a lot more challenging to do. And then, you know, the next set of exercises was a split squat, which that was extremely challenging. And the fact that, you know, your muscles are already fatigued from the original squat and now you're doing split squats. So they were like, they were screaming at this point. And then the final exercise was the Bulgarian squat, split squat, where you have one leg elevated in the back and you're going down, which that was extremely weird because when you put your leg in that position, my foot was starting to go numb because now the my foot was elevated up. So the blood had to go down and up. So I didn't have gravity helping me out, you know, to get the blood flow down. So my foot would go numb a little bit while I was doing the exercise. So that was a unique experience. But let me tell you, like I normally do all those exercises as part of my regular workout routine. And I don't go crazy heavy with the weight because I'm worried about my knees buckling, you know, and I'm worried about injuries. So I don't typically get really sore from working out. I do get sore, but not like really sore. After this BFR training, the next like week, my legs were so incredibly sore. It was insane. Like I was just like, it felt like I moved like 10 times the weight.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like pretty shocked at the effectiveness of it as far as getting results from it. And it's something I'll probably go back and do a couple more times for physical therapy. Now I went in because I was having, so the issue I was having with my knee was I was getting like an acute pain behind the knee pad and, or behind the kneecap, and it would feel like it's locking when I would move. And then it would get really stiff when I was sitting for a long period of time. So what they determined is that I actually, you have a fatty pad that sits behind your, what is it? The patella tendon. Okay. Is that what it's called?
I believe yeah. So.
So it sits behind there. And basically what it does is it keeps that tendon from slipping into the joint and getting frayed or, you know, messed up. But what happens when that pad gets pinched, when you like hyperextend or you do a movement that causes that fat pad to get inflamed, is now it starts to put pressure not only on the kneecap, but also on the, or not on the knee, but also on the tendon, which causes that popping, you know, locking and other issues. So what they recommended for that was the next thing, which was dry needling, which is the Western version of acupuncture. The primary difference between dry needling and acupuncture is that, you know, acupuncture relies a lot on like meridians in the body for like your different points of, you know, like, oh, we're gonna put it between your toe because this is the nerve that goes through your thing, and it's, you know, your chi and your chakras, you know, basically. So it's all the spiritual, there's a lot of spiritualness to it. And there's a lot of like, oh, this will make your digestion better and things like that. Western medicine's more like direct. So they put it directly into the, you know, fat pad in my case, or they put multiple needles around it. And they're about, I would say, an inch to an inch and a half in length. And then they're the diameter of like a insulin needle. Okay. So, you know, it goes pretty deep, which is pretty wild. It actually, you know, he touched the bone a couple times
I bet he
when
did.
When he went in there. And it,
should I be it jealous?
Yeah. It didn't hurt per se. It felt, sometimes it felt a little uncomfortable. And sometimes you could definitely feel like, ooh, that, there's a nerve there or something. But what it does is by penetrating that, you know, area, it causes local inflammation to bring more blood flow to the area, which then clears it out quicker. And I gotta say, after my first treatment of that, like I did that before the blood flow restriction therapy.
Right.
After that very first treatment, I noticed like a 90% improvement the very next day.
Really?
And yeah, it was huge. Like it was a huge difference. I was shocked at like the level of like how much difference it made. I've now had three therapies of that. And my knee pain is completely gone. I have no knee pain, period, whatever. You know, yesterday they actually cleared me to start going ahead and running again. They said, you know, take it slow and work your way up. Don't go, you know, don't do full send off day one because that'll just lead to re-injury.
Right.
And it worked really, really well. And they basically, you know, they insert the needle all the way through the fatty pad into the muscle or into the tendon, and it just stimulates that area. So it was a pretty unique experience that I didn't know anything about. I mean, I've had acupuncture before, you know, where I went in and they're like, when I had my knee problem, they put a couple in my knee, but then they also put some in my forehead and my ear and my foot and my hand. And, you know, they put the little needles, and they weren't deep. They were very like superficial, like basically just in like the skin in the pore. Like it wasn't like deep at all. Like maybe just a centimeter. It was just the tip. Yeah. But those helped as well, but I'm not 100% sure if it was not a placebo effect where I was just like, oh, I feel better because I did this, as opposed to actually helping. And that's probably where the debate comes in between, you know, acupuncture and deep needle, you know, dry needling, is one is, you know, specific deep into the muscle or joint or tendon, not joint, but muscle, tendon, or, you know, fat pad that's having the issue. And the other right. one is more in line with your energies and your, you know, the flow, the natural flow of the body. I've done both and I've had success with both, but I was really impressed with the dry needling. So if you're having joint pains, aches and pains, it might be good to go see a physical therapist first before, you know, you go under the knife, so to speak. Because they recommended I had full knee replacement on both my knees 4 years ago. And I decided that I wanted to try other things before I get there.
So when you said you got recommended for full knee replacement, what was the reason for the knee replacement? I mean, all your tendons are fine and all your ligaments, right? Oh, you had arthritic knee. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So different scenarios. Yeah. So people that have injuries, obviously, like for instance, me, that's going to have surgery on the meniscus. You can't avoid that because I have a frayed MOP meniscus.
I have no idea. I'm not a doctor on that, so I don't know. But I mean,
I'm just curious what your people would say next time you go and going, hey, you know what? You know, if you have an injury, I'm just curious. Maybe bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they say, but I can ask. Yeah, I'll definitely ask and then report back. I don't know what the meniscus frays or tears.
Because the way mine, for instance, I'll just use mine as an example. Mine was basically frayed like a mop top, you know, so it got frayed like a rope would fray.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily tear, it frayed open. So,
right.
which is not uncommon, you know what I mean? But they got to go in there and smooth it out and clean it out, you know, and get it back to the way it is. You know, it's still, he wasn't really specific. I mean, I would assume it's because the recovery time is a lot less, that it's not as quite as bad as a complete tear, obviously, across the tendon itself, you know, because then you're talking about reattachment and all that other kind of shit that goes on, you know?
Yeah. I think if it's a complete tear, then you have to have the reattachment pretty much. But what I just did a quick Google search on is if it's just frays and things of that nature, you can rehab it through physical therapy and the recovery time is usually 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
You're listening to the Daily BM.
And he thinks that based on my, you know, just on how I am and things of that nature, that the minimal two, the most six is what he was thinking.
Yeah.
You know, but that just depends on how fast my body recovers from it.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's all up in the air. So I'm just counting myself, you know, out of commission on lower body stuff for 6 weeks, you know, and then we go from there. I almost thought your mug was shooting me a bird because it froze frame on me. I thought you had one of those too.
No, it's Busch Gardens.
Yeah, the way it did it, it like made it streaked.
I wish crazy. I had one of those because that'd be great to have a meeting.
So, what separates that from acupuncture then? You know, this dry needling. What's the difference between the two? I mean, they seem similar.
Well, like I said, it's a Western medicine approach to Eastern medicine. So basically, it takes all of the mysticism out of it. You know, like they don't apply mm-hmm. it in your toes or your feet because that's where, you know, your kidney's memory is stored, or however they say in acupuncture, you know, it's directly applied to the joint or muscle or tendon that it's affected. It's not, you know, throughout the whole body, where it might be, hey, can you put, you know, an acupuncture needle in the side of my neck for weight loss? Because you can go acupuncture for weight loss and they'll put needles in certain areas on your body and then you'll lose weight. Now, again, I don't know if it's placebo effect or there's actually something there that, you know, triggers our nervous system to respond, because we're, you know, very complex creatures as far as how we're designed and built. And we don't know the entire extent of the human body, you know,
right.
We don't know how, you know, a tweaking one nerve can affect the entire body. Does that make sense? So
no, it makes total sense.
It's basically just, they cut all the mysticism out of it and then they do direct treatment and it seems to be deeper too. Like it goes deeper than acupuncture from, you know, my experience.
Yeah, because I've never had acupuncture either. I've never had anything like that. So that's why I'm super curious about this, because I'm like, man, I've never had this kind of stuff done. And how long does the procedure usually take?
Like 20 minutes.
That's it? You're just in and out in 20?
Yeah, with the dry needling, yeah. It's quick. I mean, it's not hard
at
all.
What about the BFR?
The BFR is just a workout. So like however long the workout is, if it's a 20-minute workout, it's 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
If it's 30-minute workout, it's 30 minutes. Like you just do a full workout for whatever that system is, like whatever you're having problems with. So like since mine was knee, you know, I did like four sets of squats, four sets of split squats per side, four sets of Bulgarian split squats per side. And then I did something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Rub your wiener.
Yeah, pretty much.
For
sure, that's
flow.
What it was.
For blood flow restriction.
Yeah, I know. I said, when I was there, I was like, hey, can you put one of these around my neck so I can feel more like home?
Can you please? Yeah, a little tighter, please. A little tighter. Yeah, there you are. Yeah. There's the spot. Too funny, man. That's awesome, man. So, I'm going to definitely have to look into this stuff, man, a little bit more, man, for even myself moving on down the road. Right now, I don't really have, except for the injury, I don't really have any particular pains. Now, let me ask you, you can do this in all parts before, you know, we cut out of here. Is there other parts of the body that you can do just besides the knee? I mean, is it like everything's pretty much on the table, or is there limitations to what you can and can't
pretty
do?
Pretty much, I think with dry needling is pretty much any joint or muscle group.
So like a bicep, a forearm, a tendon for tendonitis. Yep. I mean, that might be good, right?
Like, I'm going back for my Achilles to have some dry needling done on my Achilles tendon because I'm having some issues there. So I was going to have that done. So that's, with dry needling, that's as far as I know on that. Now with acupuncture, they have a lot more treatment stuff for that. Like they can do osteoporosis, can't talk.
Nope, you had it right.
They can do like helping with stop smoking. They can do with aches and pains. They can do eating disorders. I mean, there's a million different things that you can get acupuncture treatment for. That, you know, they don't really do for dry needling, because again, it's Western versus, you know, Eastern methodology,
right? So let me ask two questions. So, you said different groups, so I would assume like you could do the forearm tendon for tendonitis into the lower part of the bicep, things like that. So does the pricing vary based on the body group or the muscle group or anything of that nature, or is it pretty much standard pricing all the way across the board?
So I don't know what it is across the board for other areas, because it's just a flat rate place that I go.
Okay.
For the entire PT session, basically.
And how much is that per session?
It was pricey for me because my insurance doesn't kick in until I spend $1,600. So it was $260 a session, a 1 hour session. Yeah.
It's a nice price tag, man.
You can do it in 30. You can do it in 30-minute sessions. So it's half that. And then you just don't do as much.
Bucks. It's $130 for 30 minutes.
Yeah. But I mean, if it, you know, fixes the problem, makes it go away and takes you out of pain, what's that worth?
Yeah, well, anytime.
You know, it's a lot cheaper than a $6,000 surgery, you know, with complications or
die.
Anything like that. So, yeah, you could.
I mean, there's always that chance. I mean, anytime you get, you know, put under, there's always that chance you
100%. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just
you could be put under and they chop off the wrong leg on accident because they get your chart mixed up.
And then just like that, I became a millionaire.
Yeah. One-legged millionaire pirate.
I'm a one-legged fucking peg leg pirate, but I'm a rich pirate, bitch.
Yeah. So I've asked our listeners if you've had any experience with either one of those two. If you'd like to write in and share your experience, that'd be great.
Yeah. And trust me, you get what you pay for. So don't go to some low budget place for like $30 because you're probably not going to be happy with the result. And, you know, things of that nature.
Again, that was on my medical insurance. So I don't know what it'd be like for somebody that just has like a copay insurance because my insurance is basically, I have a $1,600 limit per year. And then everything over $1,600 is covered 100%.
Gotcha.
So I don't have to do the 80-20. I don't have to do the co-pays.
Right. You just have a flat rate and then boom, you make you meet it and everything's covered at 100%. Gotcha.
And then my insurance is also it's HSA compatible, mm-hmm. which means it's a health savings account. So basically correct. What I do is and this is a whole nother topic, but because we're business owners, I set up an HSA because you can write up to $6,000 a year. I think it's actually $7,200 this year, but it was $6,000 previously that you can write off of your taxes if you deposit into a health savings account, HSA. Mm-hmm. And you can pull from that for any type of qualified medical expense. So it's anything that's related to medical. So basically, it's a good savings account that's tax free. You don't get taxed on it and you can take it off of your income. Much like a retirement account, and then you can use that for expenses. So it's basically not, in my mind, it's not like I'm spending $263 out of my pocket this paycheck. It's money that I've saved up over the years in this health savings account for this purpose. And you know, there's certain exercise equipment and stuff like that you can buy. You know, so like there's things that I've purchased for rehab that I just got a note from my doctor. Or my physical therapist saying I needed this piece of equipment. And then I was able to buy it through my HSA and use that money for that purchase because it was part of my rehab. So there's a lot of benefits for that. So that's why I chose that health plan. Because with the copay, you don't have the ability to stock that money away. And in reality, like how often do you get sick, you know, at our ages? Not a lot. Like, you know, like I very rarely, if ever, spend $1,600 a year on medical expenses. Yeah, knock on wood. But I mean,
knock on wood, baby. Knock on wood.
Because I still get the advantages of the discounted, you know, health insurance price at the doctor's office. So like when I go get my labs done, it's like $4, you know, so it's the same, you know, probably what your insurance covers. And then instead of paying a $20 copay, it's $100 for me. But I get to put $6,000 a year in a savings account.
Yep.
So in my mind, that's $6,000 I get to reduce my taxes by, as opposed to just saving $80 one time. Not per month. One time. You only go to the doctor once a year.
Right.
For physicals. You know, I get labs run, you know, quarterly, but I don't go actually visit the doctor in person to get those read. I just get the results and, you know, I go over the results. And if something's out of line, then that's when I make an appointment and ask to see the doctor. But if everything's in check, then there's no point in going to see them.
In reality, you don't even have to really do that anymore because you can just send a message through a portal, you know?
Right. And then through my insurance, like the teledoc visits, those are covered 100%. So it's only the in-person stuff. So it kind of works for me.
Awesome.
But everybody needs their own, you know, value at their own medical needs.
I agree.
But yeah. And
well, listen, guys,
that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. She died on a Saturday, but he died on a Monday. He died on a Monday. that whore Jenny died on a Monday. Anyway, that's a whole other show, dude, about Jenny being a hoe. Anyway,
I want to do a Forrest Gump episode for a Flick Friday because that's one of I really do like that movie.
I might
watch that today.
Maybe we'll do that for next Friday, man, or this Friday coming up. Actually, should I say? You know what I mean? We'll do Forrest Gump.
We got Beverly Hills Cop 4 coming out on Netflix.
Oh, that's right too. So we got to watch
July 3rd, baby. July 3rd. I don't know.
Axel Foley. Yeah, but we won't be able to freaking actually talk about that one until the following.
No, but we can talk about the old ones and get people prepped.
Oh, that's true. We sure as shit can. So I won't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, Mike. So don't even try it. So anyway, guys, listen, don't forget, if you have any BFR therapy or any type of dry needling, go straight to Mike since he's done it. I have not. I'm just going to answer back. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So until I read a little bit more up on it and do it myself, but I'm really intrigued to actually give it a shot. That being said, head over. Yeah, Mike thinks it's great, so it works for him. So literally, he'll talk about it all day long with you. Trust me. So that being said, head over to thedailyvm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. YouTube, Rumble, subscribe over there and like. Please help us out. Don't also forget to head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off and just use the promo code DAILYVM. Mikey, you got anything before we get out of here this glorious Monday?
No. I think everything is great.
No,
everybody needs to have one per day.
Everything's great, guys. I'm good. I'm good. I'm seriously good.
have a great week, and I'll probably be having a margarita in your honor.
Margarita. Anyway, we'll see you guys on the flip side. See you tomorrow.
Deuces.